Fowler's Lake is out past the National Forest Campground, about 9 miles or so from McLeod, California, off Route 89. It's not a lake. It's a swimming hole, a place where the river widens out. Somebody built a crude dam there 50 years ago. We call it our lake, our mountain lake, and it's so cold you can swim only in August when it's hot enough outside. Sometimes in July, maybe a week or two into September, depending on the year. Billy and I like to go out to Fowler's in the late afternoon, when the sun was just about to drop beneath the tops of the trees. The place was usually less crowded with campers by then, and we could pretty much have the lake to ourselves. I read a philosopher once who said heat and cold are pretty much the same thing, that their contraries are mirrors. Whatever the hell he meant, he never swam at Fowler's. Heat. Isn't it amazing how it vanishes? It's so heavy when you're in the thick of it. As soon as the sun began to drop, no matter how hot the day, the shadows always brought a sudden chill. And that was the exact moment we chose to swim. It was a Wednesday, and the parking lot was empty when we got there, except for a pregnant woman with a flat tire and no spare. She said she was from Shasta City, and that her boyfriend wasn't answering his phone. There's no reception out at Fowler's. She must have told us that in order to seem helpless. Billy, who was an expert on everything, said the rim of his truck spare wouldn't match the rim of her little Mazda. Otherwise, he'd lend her a tire. Instead, he offered to drive her to McLeod, where she could get some help or arrange a cab home to Shasta City. She could leave the car and deal with it tomorrow, he told her. The Rangers would wait a couple of days before they ticketed her for overnight parking. Would she mind, though, waiting a half hour while we swam? She didn't say yes or no. She just smiled. She looked only at Billy. She was pretty far along, maybe 7.5 months. She stood there the way I've seen other pregnant women stand, with her feet pointing a little outward. For balance, I guess. We figured okay, so we dove into the water and fuck, it was cold. And you couldn't warm up a little out of the water anymore, because the sun was already farther down past the trees and the whole lake was in shadow. But as Billy said, that's when your body has no choice but to acclimate fast and become fish-like, no longer dependent upon the sun for survival, but on the water itself, which is only, Billy said, as cold as your brain permits it to be. This load of total bullshit was weirdly right. Freak that he was, Billy sometimes made sense. And the more I swam around, the more I got, if not warm, something. Yes, maybe a little fish-like. Fish-ish. We didn't talk, Billy and me. We didn't touch. We just splashed around in our own worlds for a while, because that's what you do if you're going to stay in that water at all. You've got to concentrate. Hard to imagine what we must have looked like to her. She wasn't a kid. We found out later that she was 32. It turned out there really was a boyfriend in Shasta. Just no evidence that she'd tried to call him. Apparently, she didn't even own a cell phone. She was sort of a hippie that way, the boyfriend told the police later. She was against phones on principle. She'd spread a blanket on the little patch of rocks that passed for a beach and watched us. That's what I remember. And that's what I told them after, that she was just sitting on the rocks on a blanket, watching, holding her stomach in front of her like you might a large bowl. We may have ended up swimming more than a half hour. It could have been 45 minutes. It might have been closer to an hour. Once we got going in the water, time was different. And a late August day, even the shadows of it, drags on forever. Anything was possible. Maybe I'd finally fuck Billy. Maybe I finally wouldn't. He never pushed his case, though I know he ached, and sometimes his puny hard-on would win out against the cold and push against his shorts like a ruler. We were considered smarter kids, college-bound. There weren't that many of us our year. Maybe I was thinking about Billy, about yes or no to Billy. Or maybe I was just breaststroking around, looking at the light, thick, green and yellow, how it merged with the gray-blue lake water and made everything. The only word I can think of is radiant, but that's not right. It's too loud. There was something stealthy about the light that didn't call attention to itself. It was glowing, but not in a showy way. We were still swimming, still trying to stay ahead of the cold, knowing that getting out would be worse, because now there was hardly any sun at all behind the trees. So, all told, it probably was longer than a half hour.